We want to turn our attention to the book of Amos. Amos chapter 5. We want to read verses 23 and 24. And then we want to turn again to Matthew 23, beginning with verse 25. Amos, the fifth chapter, beginning at verse 23. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy harps, but let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. And in the gospel as recorded by Matthew, chapter 23, beginning with verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye do make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are likened unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanliness. The Lord say so, and if I can get you to cooperate, we want to talk about light religion. Tastes great and is less filling. Light religion. Most of us, if not all of us, have had visions of grandeur. We've all seen ourselves at center stage. We've seen ourselves as the hero that saves the day. No matter how fleeting the moment, we've dreamed of the hour when the crowds called our name and cheered us on. We each yearn to be noticed, and we all yearn to be praised. It's a part of the human psyche. It's a part of human culture. We live in a time when popularity is sought after. We strive to be liked. We wish to be noticed. And as often is the case, what the world loves, the church seeks. We too often seek what the world covets. We often strive for what the world prizes. Too often we follow instead of leading. Too often we echo the world instead of being a voice in the wilderness. We often seek popularity at the expense of principles. We mortgage our principles to purchase popularity. We subordinate integrity, bury honesty, and disregard conviction. For many, being known is more important than what you're known for. We want to be seen no matter how we are viewed. And alas, what's going on in the world has taken root in the church. What the world is putting down is what the church has taken up. We don't preach a relevant gospel. We preach a popular gospel. Our message does not affect culture. We let culture tailor our message. We don't preach what people need to hear. We preach what they wish to hear. It's not what thus saith the Lord. It's what thus saith opinion polls. It's not a prophetic word. It's a popular word. We have what I call light religion. Tastes great and less filling. The trend today is toward light. Everybody is weight conscious and calorie counting. We want to eat light and be trim. The trend is toward light. We want light beer and light meals, light music and light conversation. Cigarettes are light in nicotine and coffee light in caffeine. The trend is toward light, and therefore we have light religion. Tastes great and less filling. To go along with our light beer, we have created a low-calorie spirituality. We have created a religion that's easy to swallow and no problem to digest. It doesn't put any weight on you, and it puts no challenge before you. It's convenient and not demanding. It's portable but not life-changing. You can pick it up and you can lay it down. It's easy to carry and it's easy to disregard. It gives you an assurance without giving you an assignment. It tells you what you can get from God, but it doesn't tell you what God wants from you. It's like religion. Tastes great and is less filling. But lest I misinform you, and lest I mislead you, light religion is not a new phenomenon. It's in our world, but it's not new to the world. In fact, every generation has had its brand of light religion. There's always been somebody peddling easy religion and comfortable faith. Why, even Amos, the farmer turned preacher, had to deal with light religion. During the days of Amos, there were bootleg preachers dispensing a mammy-made religion of good times and good feelings. Their religion was based on being cozy in worship and comfortable with God. The people were taught to think that an almighty God could be manipulated with religious ritual. They thought a clean temple was a substitute for clean living. The order of worship was more important than the attitude in worship. Faithful attendance took the place of faith in the Lord. Choir rehearsal was more important than Bible study. They worked hard to sing right, but they never struggled to live right. They had ritual without righteousness. They had ceremony without conviction. They had membership without a mission. They had light religion. Tastes great, but less filling. They had a religion that did for you without expecting much from you. A divine relationship was exchanged for popular religion. They didn't have spirit, so they settled for consensus. They were without Holy Ghost power, so they took comfort in majority rule. It was a day when preachers preached without being called. It was a day when loud worship was often substituted for real worship. It was a day when they had church without being church. It was a day when what you wore was more important than what you believed. Social lights were more desired than the Holy Ghost. They were more bourgeois than they were godly. Religion was organization and not organism. It was structured but not effective. Worship was orderly but also powerless. They had light religion. They had light religion, but God raised up a heavyweight preacher. Everybody was following the crowd, but God raised up somebody who could stand alone. God raised up Amos, a farmer turned preacher. He raised up Amos, a man of faith and a man of conviction. Amos was a man who knew that truth was more important than popularity. Standing with God ought to mean more than standing with the masses. God raised up Amos. I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me how when the world is in a jam, God will raise up a preacher. When people are going bad, God will raise up one good man. God never deals with a crowd or calls on a committee, but when God is ready to do something, he gonna raise up a preacher. God never works with an army, God works with a man. God never deals with a majority, God works through the individual. God raised up a preacher named Amos, took him off the farm and put him in the pulpit. Amos came from the field with a fire in his being. Now, he had no education, but he did have a calling. He lacked social graces, but he had dunamis power. He may have split his words, but he knew his God. Amos goes to the city, and Amos goes to the people. Now hear me, they didn't call him, God sent him. They didn't want him, but God sent him. They were not looking for the truth, but God was determined that they hear the truth. They were having a party, and Amos comes with a warning. They were enjoying church, and Amos comes to disturb the service. They were enjoying worship, and Amos declares that God is fed up with the worship. Amos says that God says, I hate and despise your feast and take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps I will not listen. Amos says God cares more about your lifestyle than he does about your worship. Ritual cannot make up for behavior. God is more concerned with truth than tact. He's more concerned with hidden realities than surface appearances. He's more concerned with principles than popularity. He's more concerned with what you do after the benediction than what you do in the worship. You see, light religion focuses on worship and not on living. Light religion is about having a shouting good time without doing any service. It's giving God 2 hours on Sunday, but not giving God your life on Monday. It's singing about the cross without bearing a cross. What you do in worship is only as valuable as what you do after worship. See, real worship ought to bring about a change in you so that you can bring about a change around you. Real worship affects you, and then you affect others. God gives you something, then you share what God gave you. Amos says the Lord doesn't like your worship. I tell you, I like our worship, but I wonder, does God like the worship? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But I wonder, is the Lord glad that we came? You see, worship is a waste of time if the Lord not glad. Your singing not worth a hill of beans if the Lord's not glad. Your money not worth a dime if the Lord's not glad. I wonder, is the Lord glad? It's not enough for you to get happy. Is the Lord glad? It's not enough for the service to move you. Is the Lord glad? See, the problem with our worship is often it's designed for us and not for God. We get what we want, but does God get what he wants? See, they had a place of worship, but God is more concerned with the spirit of worship. God is not concerned about where you are. God is concerned about what you are. It's not the way of worship, it's the quality of worship. It's not the place of worship, it's the purpose of worship. See, the text declares and Amos proclaims that a lot of what we do is more entertainment than worship. It's more show than spiritual. It's more Broadway than Holy Ghost. As somebody said, whenever worship is more concerned about exciting content than it is about serious intent, that's entertainment. When worship centers on who's singing and not on who's saved, that's entertainment. When worship becomes a weekly fashion show and not a saving center, that's entertainment. When the aids of worship become the object of worship, that's entertainment. Amos declares, God doesn't want no entertainment. God wants worship and God wants service. What you do in here ought to support what you do out there. You ought to get something in here that makes you help somebody out there. Amos declares that the Lord doesn't like light religion, even though it tastes great and is less filling. But not only is there an Amos, there is a Jesus who doesn't like light religion. Not only is it opposed by the prophet, it is condemned by the Savior. Jesus, the joy of my salvation. Jesus had to deal with light religion. All through the gospel, we see where Jesus denounces the light religion of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. We often hear him condemn their practices and find fault with their ritual. He calls them blind guides and silly fools. He calls them serpents and sons of snakes. Have you not noticed that in the gospel, Jesus is most harsh when he's dealing with church folks? His worst attitude is brought on by church folks. His toughest words are hurled at church folks. His strongest denunciations are said to church folks. I tell you, there is a distinctive difference in how Jesus deals with the so-called saints and a bona fide sinner. With a street walker, he shows patience, but with a pew warmer, he's intolerant. He tells an adulteress, go in peace and sin no more. But he tells a Nicodemus, you must be born again. He tells a dying thief, today you're going to be with me in paradise. But he tells the Pharisee, you're nothing but a hypocrite. He has dinner in the house of a sinner named Zacchaeus, who's a cheat. But he drives the money changers out of the house of his father. Jesus is hard on religious folks, and especially religious folks who have light religion. Matthew says that Jesus called the practitioners of light religion hypocrites. Over and over, Matthew says he called them hypocrites. Now, the word hypocrite originally in the Greek was used in the theater for the actors in a play. For Jesus, a hypocrite is a pretender, a faker, or a phony. Now, to my grandmama, a hypocrite was somebody trying to be something they ain't. A hypocrite, that's when you deny what you are and try to be what you ain't. A hypocrite, that's when you condemn what young folks are doing, even though it's the same thing you used to do. A hypocrite, that's when you come to church in a $30,000 car, wearing a $300 suit, sitting in a $2 million building, and then put $2 in the collection plate. A hypocrite, that's when you strutting holier than what you are. A hypocrite, that's when you condemn the drunk even though you got a bar in the basement. A hypocrite, that's when you shout in the church when you don't speak to anybody in your house. Hypocrite, instead of giving from your heart, you just give to be seen. Hypocrite, you condemn the young girl who had a baby, but if the truth be known, your child had an abortion. Hypocrite, full of deception, falseness, and untruth. Hypocrite, fraud, cheat, guile, and delusion. Hypocrite, wolf in sheep's clothing, false colors and masquerade, counterfeit, imitation, shiny tinsel. Hypocrite. And I stop by to tell you, the Lord don't like no hypocrites. But hear me. You don't need to be looking from side to side. If you want to see a hypocrite, get a mirror. Help yourself. The Lord don't like no hypocrite. It seems like God will forgive you for being what you are, but he doesn't like you pretending to be something that you ain't. Jesus, my rock in a weary land. He knows, like Amos, that there is a difference between surface appearance and underlying substance. There's a difference between the sizzle and the steak. There's a difference between what a thing looks like and what a thing really is. That's why our ancestors used to sing, everybody talking about heaven ain't going. I hear the Lord say, you praise me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. I'm talking about light religion. Tastes great, but it's less filling. The Pharisees were religious, but not spiritual. They were obsessed with outward ritual. They would wash a cup while their souls were dirty. They took care of minor details while ignoring love and justice. They had religion, but it was stagnant and shallow, superficial and hollow. Hear me, church. It was useless, but it was popular. It didn't help anybody, but there were plenty of folks buying into it. The world wants a light religion, but Jesus comes with a demanding gospel. His gospel is probing and transforming. His gospel is deep and demanding. He saves you from and he saves you for. He fits you for heaven and wants you to work here on earth. He picks you up and wants you to give somebody a helping hand. Somebody said Christianity has been tried and found wanting, but somebody else said Christianity has been tried and found difficult. It's not easy to be a Christian. Anybody who says being Christian is easy ain't a Christian. It's easier to cuss folks out than pray for your enemies. It's easy to do your own thing than it is to follow the will of the master. It's easier to go with the flow than stand by yourself. Christianity is no easy thing. We are not called to live, called to luxury. We are called to service. We are not called to ease. God expects us to do some work. I tell you, it's a sad thing, but it's a true thing. Too many churches have sold out for popularity. Instead of being the house of prayer, we have turned into theological drugstores. We have become the sellers of spiritual anesthesia. We have become the pushers of religious gimmicks and sanctified highs. Religion has become a tranquilizer instead of an energizer. Preachers have become entertainers. As somebody said, they are preacherettes preaching sermonettes for Christianettes. We got religion that tastes great, but it doesn't satisfy. It's less filling and it's less rewarding. Oh, it has plenty of cliches, but it has no power. It'll put running in your feet, but no destination for your traveling. It'll make you shout, but it can't help you live. It'll give you a feeling, but it can't give you a purpose. And I tell you, if life were a joyride on an emotional jet stream, then a great tasting light religion would be all that you need. If life were a cakewalk along some spiritual easy street, then the surface sweetness of light religion would be enough. But I tell you, life ain't no crystal stair. But life is an uphill journey and a rugged trip. Life is a thick wilderness of challenge across an empty desert of loneliness. Life is a dark midnight of fear across stormy waters of despair. Life is walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and you can't deal with life on light religion. And they tell me that when storms arise on the water, they tell me that the big ships leave the shallow water of the harbor and head for the deep water of the open sea to ride out the storm. In the shallow water, the waves surge against you, but in the deep water, the waves will lift you up. Light religion is all right for the soft breezes of life, but when the storm is raging, you need something that can help you in deep water. I stopped by to tell you that popularity does not mean authenticity. A big crowd can't be confused with spiritual power. Be wary of a sweet gospel that promises easy religion. Christianity is not comfortable, but it's real. It's not a gilded gospel, it's a gusty gospel. It's not a candid yam gospel, it's a candid true gospel. You're not saved from adversity, but you're saved in your trouble. You're not saved from trouble, but that's all right. Trouble don't last always. I don't know how you feel about it, but I need a religion that can help me to hold out and that can help me to hold on. And I need a religion that'll give me peace in the midst of the storm. I need a religion that'll give me comfort in the midnight hour. I need a religion that'll help me believe God is a healer when the doctor shakes his head. And I need a religion so that when I come down to the banks of the Jordan, I'll be able to know that Jesus is gonna help me to cross. I need a religion when I can't get a hold of mama and when I can't get a hold of daddy, when I can't make it to the church. I need a religion that will tell me to do like Hezekiah, turn my face to the wall and have a little talk with Jesus. I need a religion that'll give me an anchor in the midst of a storm, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that the religion of Christ is a religion of power. It's heavy. It's not light. It's not easy. But I stopped by to tell you, if you have faith in him, if you trust in him, if you depend on him, if you stand with him when everything else has come tumbling down, you'll stand. You will have power. You will have victory. The invitation to